What does it mean that God keeps us? What does it mean to be kept by the beloved? That's what we're going to delve into in day two of the book, Healing and Held. What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to three foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody, even more earnestly and intentionally. Choose to experience and let go of expectations for why you're here. Expectations can prevent us from seeing what's right in front of us. Our assumptions color what's really there. Sojourner, I want you to practice looking at yourself. Really look at yourself past who you've been told that you are, or who you have believed yourself to be, or the part you have played, the roles that you play, the masks that you wear. Let's remove them. Let's remove the prejudgment and critique, one layer at a time, that normally attach themselves to those very things. I want you to pause and trace with your hand a section of your body. Maybe your face, maybe your hand, your arm, your legs, maybe your thighs, maybe your belly, your chest, your shoulder. But what I want you to do is allow your hand to trace your holy temple. Welcome her. Welcome her creator and sustainer. Get a keen sense of your embodiment as you untether yourself and discover aspects of drawing in the closeness of who you are and who you are becoming because of who has created you and designed you. It is difficult at times because when we do not notice due to hurry, busyness, avoidance, the lies, or dismissal, we will not be attentive to who we really are. And so that is where we want to begin. If you're just joining me, it's day two. And what we're doing is making sure that we keep in step with a healing and held type of posture. And so that is what we're doing. If you already have your healing and held book, just know that we're in week two in the book, but it's our day two for this series that I'm calling Walk in the Word. So for 22 days, that's what we're doing. We're looking at blessings and lament. And the multifaceted blessing we're looking at is in Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26. So let's go ahead. And as we walk, whether that walking is physically or figuratively, we are keeping in step with the Lord bless you. And then from that flows and keep you. And so, why would he keep us? You know, one of the things that we understand is that at the very heart of this second blessing is a language of tending a garden or tending a flock, to do it safely, to do it as you watch over them. And so I want you to just get that image or one of those images in your head. A garden or a flock? I think I'm going to choose a garden because out here on my walk, I'm just looking at all these gardens in my neighborhood. And so I have something not just imaginatively, but right here in front of my face. And so with that, get your image and keep it as we do this little segment here for day two. The Hebrew word shamar. I want you to say that. Let it roll off your tongue. Shamar is really what we're looking at. Not the English word keep. We're looking at shamar. Not the English word watch over, but shamar. Because what shamar does, it shows us the significance of putting a hedge about something, of protecting it, attending to it, becoming a watchman over it. Or in the case of a garden, serves as a husbandman, someone who is tied to the landscape out of delight and duty. I'm just thinking about that. You know, there's no need to watch over or shamar anything if there's no possible threat. And there's no need to watch over anything if it doesn't have exceeding worth. So we mirror God when we watch over what is worthy. We are worthy because we are in the worthy one. But when it comes to worth, oh, the breeze feels good. It's a cool off right now. I hope that as you're walking, if you are outside, that you're pacing yourself and sensing the wind, the breeze, however mildly or strongly it comes over you. Getting back to what I was saying, when it comes to worth, we must face a twin agitator, an antagonist, unbelief and scarcity. You know, what I have observed in my own life, and because I also look at human behavior, I'm sure it's in your life too. I'm absolutely sure it is. We are socialized in this crucible of not enough, which binds our worth to our production. So as long as we're producing something, making something, we are tied to it as if it is us. And as if it tells us how much we're worth, our value. But we must and we can shift from reducing everything to our net worth. We can. And we do this by spending the time with Yeshua, with Jesus, honoring empathy and our self-worth in Him. And this does require that we cultivate a deep and intentional focus on the abundance of God's kindness and mindfulness regarding our humanity. This is all in week two. Just picking parts of it. Parts of what I poured out from my heart as I documented how I was noticing the Lord keeping me. He keeps us because we are worth keeping. He keeps us because there is more than enough in His infinite economy of love. This provides us with an authentic relationship, and this is what compels us to agree with God's point of view, to agree with the gardener, because we're part of His vineyard, part of His flock. You are kept to an infinite degree. I am kept to an infinite degree. And as we consider that, that shamar, that keeping, that guarding, that preserving us, that hedge that is about us, that even in trials, we are hidden in the bosom of a benevolent, beloved. Our true lives are hidden in love. So we are kept. We are truly, if you want to put it, shamarred. So I hope that as you continue to dig into this part of the blessing where you are kept, that you would engage, whether on your own or if you're doing a small group, but just to really look for that word in the concordance. See where it shows up, how it's used, what it reveals, and begin to come to some new conclusions about how Elohim keeps to an infinite degree and how we get to mirror back keeping to a finite degree what we are entrusted with. We are trustees of grace, and even when we are not faithful, God is greater than our hearts. He's greater than our faithlessness, unfaithfulness. God is greater. And so with that, I just want you to make sure that you posture your heart to speak the prayer, the blessing of number 6 over you. In our closing, carry on, Sojourner. We'll end with our blessing, palms up as a symbol of surrender. Adonai bless you and keep you. Say your name. Adonai make his face to shine, smile on you. Say your name. And be gracious to you. Say your name. Adonai turn his face toward you, proclaim your name, and grant you, Andrea. Now you say your name, Shalom.
Share the Mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart, and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.